Yo, everyone, welcome. Happy Sunday. This is Jack No Trades. Ben here. Taylor, we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl today. What's up, buddy?
Go Falcons! Woo, woo!
Oh, first time in your life saying that.
I know. That's true. I became a Cubs fan this year, and I became a Falcons fan yesterday. Let's do this.
Oh, and you just became a Cavs fan as of June as well, so welcome.
Actually, no, not true on that one.
You're kind of, you know, like if you lie once, nothing you say, everything you say after that doesn't count. So you're kind of in that boat right now. Sorry, buddy.
Well, I've been a fan since 2003, but you know, it's whatever.
Jake, Will the Thrill, welcome back, buddy. How you doing, man?
My boys, I'm good. What's going on?
You excited for the Super Bowl?
You know, I'm not terribly excited about the Super Bowl, mainly because we all know I hate the Patriots. So the fact that they have a chance to win obviously doesn't make me happy. So just like Taylor said, let's go Falcons. Hopefully they can make it happen.
Realistically, how confident are you guys that the Falcons could pull it off?
I'm not super confident.
Yeah, I'm not confident either. I would say 25%. You know,
I wouldn't bet money on it. I wouldn't go down to Vegas and throw some money down. I'd probably bet on New England if I was going to go down, but you know.
It feels like a classic, just like, who did the Patriots play in that last Super Bowl they won? Who was it again? Oh, yeah, it was the Falcons. That's right. Not the Panthers. It was the Falcons. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I know that's pessimistic for Falcons fans, but it's freaking Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yeah, hopefully they can pull off some magic, man. It'd be awesome if they could, you know, get a couple interceptions off of Tom Brady, maybe break a couple of his kneecaps or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it takes just one injury, you know, and the whole thing swings. But
that's all we need, man.
If you want to do something fun, try to recount every Super Bowl since 2000.
Ooh.
If you want, like, a fun game, like if you're driving in the car and you're bored, like, It's hard. There's some teams that you're going to forget about, I promise.
Wait, you think we can do it right now?
No
internet, no Google.
Okay,
I think
we can
do it.
Do you guys want to try? You want me to fact check?
No, let's just do our best, and then we can check at the end.
Okay.
All right. So we got Falcons Patriots this year, and then the year before was
Denver and Carolina. Wow.
Good start. Denver, Carolina. All right. And then we got the year before that, we had
Patriots, Seattle.
Yep. Year before that, that was Seattle, Denver, right?
Yes.
Seattle won.
Yep.
Followed by, was it the Ravens, 49ers? Son of a bitch. All right, then stop.
Should we just stop at that?
Let's quit. This game sucks, Taylor. Why'd you tell us to do this? After that, it doesn't matter. Do we want to keep going?
It gets harder from there, dude.
I think we can do it, Jake. I think you know, right?
I don't know how far I can go, man, because now the years, they all muddle.
They do. Okay. All right. So after that, it was Giants, Patriots.
Nope. Green Bay.
No, because it was.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Green Bay's after that one.
Okay.
Because the 49ers went to three consecutive NFC championship games. And so they lost to Seattle in 2014, and then Seattle went and beat Denver. They were in the Super Bowl the year before and lost to the Ravens. And then the year before that, they lost to the Giants, and the Giants went on and beat the Patriots.
It's funny. Do you think had Alex Smith been your quarterback, those would have been different years?
You know, I watch him in Kansas City, and I just go, we were fine. Like, we're good. I don't need a third and short never getting completed. I'm fine with that, man. He's not a Super Bowl quarterback. He's fine. He's not Tom Brady. Sorry.
No,
all right,
I agree with
keep
you.
Keep going.
Was it Green Bay, Pittsburgh?
I think so. I don't know the year, but before that though.
Was it Saints Colts?
I think that was
2009,
was it?
Right?
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. Before that, that was Pittsburgh Cardinals. Was the year before that one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I remember that from the Madden cover.
Yeah. And then I think we're into the Giants Patriots again.
Oh, was that 07?
07, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's right. I think that's right.
Okay. And then was it Pittsburgh Seattle before that again?
In 06, I think, yeah.
Okay, and now I don't know. I think this is just the Patriots years, right? Or not?
Okay, we're right. Okay, pretty good. So we got, what year are we at?
I think we're at 2005. So I think now we're at the Patriots beat either the Eagles or the Panthers.
Yeah, it was the Eagles.
Eagles, okay. And then the Panthers the year before that. Right?
Yep. I got it up, so I'm not going to answer. Just keep going. Okay.
And then Patriots,
Rams before that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2003?
Yeah.
Nope, it was Oakland and Tampa Bay.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I knew that. Okay, and then the year before that, it was Patriots-Rams. And then the year before that, it was Ravens-Giants.
Yep, and what about 2000?
That's Rams-Titans.
Very good. Pretty good. Those, it gets kind of muddy in the mid-2000s. Because it was just kind of like the Patriots years, you know? So, like, it's tough.
Do you know what the most confusing thing of it is for me? Is that the Super Bowls are classified by Roman numerals, right? They have a number associated with it, but all the promotion is around a Roman numeral, right?
Yeah.
The actual regular season year is technically the year that the Super Bowl is won. So if you're in the 2014 season, the Super Bowl is actually played in 2015 in February. So the dates get confusing as far as they won the Super Bowl in 2015, but it actually was the 2014 Super Bowl. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right.
So like this year will be the 2016 Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, which we're already in 2017, like halfway, you know, a month and a half in. So, damn. So when did the Super Bowl become a cultural phenomenon?
Before our time, that's for sure.
Probably when Timberlake did his little dance.
the nip slip year was when we finally got peak interest.
No way, dude. Super Bowl's been huge for a long time.
I mean, like, to the fact where people are like taking off, like Heinz, the company Heinz is actually giving their employees the day off tomorrow as like making it a holiday, basically. I mean, it's becoming huge, right?
It's one of the most watched events of the year, for sure. At least in America.
I think it's even globally now, it's the most watched event, isn't it?
I don't think so. Maybe you should Google that one too.
Ooh,
Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor.
I was thinking like World Cup or things of that sort had of an edge.
Soccer, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I think it's like the Cricket World Cup or something like that that has the biggest. No, I'm being serious.
No,
dude.
But it makes total sense, though. Because you think about India and it's like, yeah, they got 2 billion people. And all of them watch cricket, so, you know.
Literally.
No, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, fact check that real quick, Taylor. I'm curious now.
Google that shit. So, Jake, what's your favorite Super Bowl you've ever watched? From, like, the actual game that you remember.
It's definitely got to be 07, man.
Yeah.
The Patriots-Giants. And I've said this on a past podcast as well, when the Giants, you know, miraculously win on an Eli comeback in the last 4 minutes of the game. Just remarkable.
Huge.
Literal magic.
So if you had to pick your second favorite.
Probably when the Giants beat the Patriots
again.
Oh my
gosh,
was it 2011?
Oh my goodness.
Dude, I dislike the Patriots, and I have so many friends that became Patriots fans, bandwagon jumped on them once all of a sudden they started to win, and
yeah.
I just hate that. That's so annoying to me. So, you know, I love to see them lose. I was pretty devastated when Seattle lost to them with that last second pick, which I know you were grateful for and all, but simply
amazing.
Because now people say he's the GOAT, you know, and I just
I don't
believe it, but obviously I'm a little, you know, one-sided on that argument.
I'll tell you what, my mom actually was like, wow, that Tom Brady is really good at football after watching that Super Bowl. And I was like, you know, you can't really lie to somebody like that. You know, she's pretty unbiased as far as she doesn't know what the hell's going on watching a football game, basically, you know? So he's pretty good.
I agree that he's very similar to the Michael Jordan or the Kobe Bryant mindset of, I'm going to be a competitor. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to kill you. That's what I'm going to do, you know? And so I can obviously admire that, but, you know, obviously not being a fan, I want to see him lose.
Dude, he should give you hope, because I saw his combine video, and I swear to you, dude, you and myself and even Taylor look more athletic than that frick running a 40-yard dash. He's got on a t-shirt that's like two sizes too big, and he's like got those weird awkward dad strides, you know, but he was like 20. Pretty amazing.
Dude, I'll have to look that up. I got some
stats for us.
Oh, nice. Ready. Yeah, look that shit up, dude. It's funny. Okay.
All right. So, I meant like viewership stats. Isn't that what you told me?
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah.
So the most watched broadcast in the history of ever was the moon landing in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
It was like 535 million people watched. Damn. That. but globally, since that, because nothing's going to top that, the 2006 FIFA World Cup drew in 260 million people globally.
Dang.
And you were right, Jake. The Cricket World Cup in 2011 drew in 135 million people.
Gosh.
not a lot of Americans, probably. In America, of the top 10 ever, they're all Super Bowls for most watched.
Super Bowls. Super Bowls.
Super Bowl. The 2014 Super Bowl drew in 115 million people.
Was that the Seattle Patriots one?
Yeah, I think so.
And the only thing that's not a Super Bowl in the top 10 was the MASH series finale.
Oh, my goodness.
What? It drew in
105
million people. Watch that.
Wow.
If this isn't a sure sign of what's wrong with America...
Football and MASH. Gotta love it.
Do you know how long cricket matches can go? They can go up to 5 days. One game.
Isn't that a joke?
It's crazy. They have a condensed version that's like, it's like a 5-hour version or something. But yeah, like the traditional way is like 5 days. They play 8 hours a day.
Wow, what a joke.
It's outrageous. So they got some patience over
that's
there.
That's a man sport right there. Talk about
endurance.
So I want to revert back to one thing real quick. So first thing that comes to your mind, just state it. Yes or no question. Was the moon landing real?
Yes.
Jake, same question. Yes or no?
No.
It's a whole nother podcast. Wait, you
no,
just
I know,
opened
I know,
up.
I know.
It was just a way to bankrupt the Russians. That's all it was.
Can I say this? Can I say this? I think the moon landing was real. Was that broadcast an actual depiction of what they did on the moon? I don't know. I'll give you that.
I could accept that. I'm saying went to the
moon, but that video that people watch may have been fake. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I think that's another topic for another podcast, so I won't get into it.
That's a big event in human history. I mean,
literally, if you think about that, I mean, for us, you know, whether we're the Y generation or the millennial generation, for us, that's so distant that it's not as influential in our lives. But if you think about our parents, especially our grandparents, who, you know, went through the world wars, the Great Depression, radios, no TV, to all of a sudden landing a rocket ship on the moon, you think of how influential that is in their lives. Hence why so many people watched it, and then for them to find out it's false, you know, that would be something hard to live with. But anyway, I don't mean to derail us, so.
Oh, wow. Well, that's okay. Let's come back to that, and we'll have you on, Jake, and we'll dive into that. Because I got a lot of thoughts. So,
go ahead. To just to finish that one off with Taylor, I think the biggest event in world history will be when aliens land and we're recording it.
It's called Signs, dude. We already have it.
So for me, though, it's like, how do you monitor what is seen, because everything's seen on so many different mediums now, you know, because you got people on Twitter, you got people on Facebook, you got people on TV, people film things and then watch it on YouTube and it gets taken down. So like really understanding what's the most watched event is kind of hard to quantify, at least compiling it all, isn't it?
Well, I think it's complicated statistical models that probably none of us fully understand. I bet you there's a lot of math involved. It's a lot of, I think, polling people, like Nielsen ratings. I think they do these big samples where they're asking people if they watch something, and then they extrapolate that to the population. But I think we can all agree, like, we know when something's been watched by a lot of people.
Correct.
You kind of know. It's like,
I would agree, but I mean, once you're talking millions, I mean, if you're a million off, that's a million that you're off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I don't know how much the cable companies, like, how much information they can get from our receivers. I mean, because most cable receivers today are connected to Wi-Fi in some form or another. So obviously they can communicate with the headquarters or whatever, you know, the information's going somewhere.
No, and I bet you're right. I'm sure they're able to pull data on all platforms.
Well, time will tell. And this is a good one. This is definitely something we'll dive back into another day. But today we got a bigger thing on our plate. Bigger thing to talk about. It's freaking Super Bowls. And not just football Super Bowls. The Super Bowls of life, people. We have broken up, for your listening pleasure, events that we wish would become as popular or as big, televised, explored as a football Super Bowl into other events. So, Tay, I shot you an email this week and asked you about this exact topic. Have you come up with anything great for a Super Bowl you would want to watch that's not football related?
I feel like Jake kind of took care of that department. So I was like, I'm good. I don't need to come up with any. His are awesome. So,
all right. Well, Jake, throw Jake one at us.
Of course, let's put me on the page, man. I can't even remember the ones I threw out.
I got mine written down but, in front of me. I'm ready.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you wrote them down because I definitely forgot to write mine down. Something, maybe we'll start with, you know, a pretty well-known or a well-wished Super Bowl. Moving away from football, I think any sport fan, period, especially a basketball fan, would want to watch this. And it's going to the number one versus the other number one, right? Michael Jordan in his prime versus LeBron James in his prime. One-on-one, who wins? Super Bowl.
Who? So they're in the middle of, like, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
No, courts not on the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. No, where, we where can't they play there, dude.
I'm trying to think of the biggest
anywhere
venue.
Anywhere but there.
Okay, okay. All right, well, where? Madison Square Garden? Where are we going?
Madison Square Garden. That's like,
I say either Madison Square Garden or Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? Okay.
They got a cool court. It's a cool court. Okay.
No, I think Madison Square Garden. I think we put it in New York.
Cool.
Let's do it.
All right. And I think that the whole building should be filled with either former or current NBA players and their entourages. So it's just the best fans there.
Well, and they either hate LeBron or love him, or hate Michael or love him. Because I think they've both made some enemies along the way.
That would be, if you could somehow pull that off, like, theoretically and, you know, plausibly, everyone would watch that.
Everyone. How could you not want to watch that?
But the thing with a one-on-one format, it's kind of, like, I don't know, how many one-on-one matches do you see in basketball? You know,
well, you don't see a whole lot, but I mean, with that, I mean, Kobe. You know, obviously, he's a prime example of playing one on one when it's 5-on-5. but I mean, you can also look back at old tape with Michael Jordan going one on one against Shaquille O'Neal and kind of just messing around, things of the sort like that. But at the same time, if we're gonna say the greatest of all time, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to say it's so-and-so, it's not so-and-so, right? If they're going to say it's Michael Jordan or LeBron James or the Keenan Olajuwon or Bill Russ or whomever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can they say that unless they played against each other, you know, when they were both in their prime?
But there's an argument against that that says that one-on-one may not prove who's actually better. Because think about it. If a 7-footer is going up against a lightning quick Steph Curry, for example, Steph Curry's going to win just off his 3-point making ability.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, but at the same time, I mean, what are the parameters of the one-on-one? Is it if you make it, you keep it, or is it, you know, you make it and then they get the ball and vice versa?
You keep it after 5, right? I'm just kidding.
Well,
keep going.
If that's the case, then that depends, because let's say in that same example, Steph Curry misses a 3 and the 7-footer gets the rebound. All that 7-footer has to do from that point on is back him down.
True,
right?
True.
Sure. No, I like your thinking, yeah. Jake. And it's interesting because you would let them know, like, it's like a boxing match or a UFC fight. They'd have months to prepare for it, you know? Yeah. And the whole format would be kind of tinkered to, like, we're talking about, like, what would the exact rules be? And so seeing how they approach it from a strategy perspective and utilizing their strengths, you could draw some things from it, for sure. I think it has to be comparable athletes, though, because, like, the 7-footer versus the guard isn't as interesting to me, in my opinion. But, like, you know, the 6'8" LeBron versus the 6'6" Michael Jordan, I don't know. It's compelling.
Regardless of the logistics, right, of the plausibility of it, think of how many people would watch that.
So many.
I mean, so many. If we're just trying to make a pretty penny, that's a definite event.
If Draymond called out LeBron right now and said, in frickin' July, middle of July, I challenge you one-on-one, let's go, I'd watch it. I'd pay
$15, $20. People would watch that.
Okay, I'd watch it.
Think about how many people watch his decision.
Yeah.
Seriously, just his decision, for real. That's a good point, Taylor. No, literally, I'd love to watch that, mainly because I'd love to see LeBron James kill
right?
and put him in his place.
Who would win right now? Just quick. We don't have to debate the Michael LeBron thing, but just who would you pick?
I say, I don't know. I'll probably have to go with Michael Jordan, but I'd like to see LBJ win. But
yeah. Taylor?
I go LeBron.
Yeah. I think probably MJ would win, most likely. But it would be amazing to see them try. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. However, with that, do you think Kobe Bryant could beat MJ one-on-one? Just real quick, and then we'll move on.
So if you ever play video games, sometimes in a video game, there's this segment where you, like, you have to fight a boss that just mimics all of your moves. And it's kind of frustrating because you're kind of like, frick, like, he just does what I did, like, over and over and over again. That would be MJ playing Kobe. He'd just be like, shit, that's my turnaround. You know, like, That's my move. And he said that. Like, Kobe just stole my move. So, I don't know. I still think MJ could outdo Kobe.
I agree.
Right?
I agree. I just think Kobe's more of a one-on-one, so it would be interesting to see it happen.
The trash talk would be great, too.
Well, oh, it'd be amazing to watch that.
Well, I read Kobe would play people to 100 after practice.
Really?
He would just pick somebody on the team and just be like, yeah, play me. And they'd play one-on-one till 100.
And they're like, great, it's my turn.
Right? Seriously, though. Like, you got to be a certain kind of person to do that. You know, just like, yeah, we're going to play for 2 hours here. Let's go. You know? All right. Cool. That was a good one, Jake. That would be a well-watched event.
I agree. More of a funny one I'd like to see, mainly because I dislike Taylor's favorite people in the world. So I'd like to see Geno Smith box Tim Tebow.
Oh, Geno would win.
What?
For sure.
No, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding?
He would lose so fast, dude. All Tim Tebow would have to do is tap him in his jaw and it would break.
Oh, my God.
Dude. We already learned Geno can't box. He cannot defend himself with his fists. That's the one thing we know.
He got sucker punched. It does.
Yeah, by a cheerleader, dude.
Not a cheerleader,
so funny
dude.
You came up with
NFL
this.
Linebacker.
Everyone knows that's the biggest pansy position in football. Oh, come on, Taylor. Gosh. Everyone knows that.
He's like, what's his name? It's like Uki Pussimora or something. He literally has pussy in his name. Like, come on. And Tebow's a freaking tank. Whether you want to admit it,
I
like
really
if
think
he's good
Tebow
or not,
would beat him.
That guy's a truck. You see him hitting home runs right now, dude? He would kill Geno Smith. It'd be ugly.
You mean home run?
Right. It was a softball league, dude. Don't worry about it. Damn. Okay.
Isn't that funny?
All right. Where would they do
really,
this
fight? No, really. Who do you think would win
Vegas?
Out of that?
Tebow. No question. Taylor.
Tay?
What? Sorry. I'm looking up the name of the guy who punched Gino.
Oh, that's funny. Of course you are.
Oh, my gosh. But who would win? For real. Who would you think would win?
I really think Tim Tebow.
I think Gino, but it was Ik Enem Kapali.
What?
Yeah. That was his name. Ik Enem Kapali or Polly or something. It was.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that could be a cheerleader, dude. We don't know. Never heard that
name
before.
I've seen the dude. He's a real scary looking man. But, dude.
He should have gave Gino his. Gino should have gave him his $600 he owed him, man. He's on the practice squad.
Dude, who knows if Gino actually owed that guy money? Who knows?
Hey, I don't know. We should settle it over a boxing match. Winner gets the $600.
Exactly. Exactly, dude.
Wow, Jake, 2 for 2 so far. Good choices.
All right, I got another one.
Ooh.
But
keep them coming.
I can't decide if it's better if we do the 100-yard dash or if we do the 100-yard with hurdles.
Okay. Who is it?
It's going to be... 3 people, okay?
Yes.
The losers, I don't know, have to put on a have to play their next football match with no pads on in a ballerina outfit.
Okay, I'm loving it.
Here we go. 100-yard dash, you've got Dan Marino.
Okay.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Oh my goodness.
Who wins?
What years? Are they in their primes?
They're in their primes. They have to be in their prime.
Frick. You know, I haven't really watched Dan Marino move ever.
He would lose so fast.
So who's first loser? Who's losing?
Dan Marino, I think, loses.
Worse than Peyton Manning?
No question about it. Worse than Peyton Manning, dude. And it has to be in their prime.
Peyton Manning's one of those guys that, like, ducks his head down and looks at his knees when he runs.
You're going to call that a run, huh? You're actually going to calculate that and quantify that as a run.
Oh, I'm just laughing just thinking about these guys moving at all. Shit. Okay. I'm going to say Tom Brady because he's the GOAT, dude. He's going to win. He's going to find a way to...
He wouldn't let them beat him, right?
He'd eat a couple strawberries before just to get that sugar boost, you know, go to that forbidden fruit. His diet doesn't let him eat. And he just
probably,
what are you talking about? He'd put rocks in their shoes, like Deflategate. He's a freaking cheater.
Dude, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say he would deflate their shoes, bro.
He'd poke holes in their dad trekkers that they're running in, dude. They wouldn't be able to make it, man.
Oh, yeah.
He would let's put it that way. Tom Brady would win because he would find a way to cheat. And
yeah. The dude's a cheater. Okay. He really is.
I will. Oh, yeah. Shoot. Okay. That would be so painful to watch. But it'd be
so
funny. I'd watch it. Oh, my gosh. And you have to have, like, high stakes. So it'd have to be an event where they're, like, way into it and not, like, laughing about it. You're like, oh, we're slow white people. It's like, no.
Exactly.
They'd have to have, like, $2 million on the line in their, like, firstborn's head, you know, to be sacrificed. Like, they'd have to want all of it and trying so hard. Oh, my gosh. Jake, can you just become the international competition commissioner and just put
Seriously,
these events
man.
On?
Seriously, wouldn't people pay to watch these?
I mean, watch everyone.
We're Americans. Apparently, we pay to watch MASH. I mean, why wouldn't we pay to watch this?
What's MASH? Oh, my gosh. Can we open this up and have it become like the same event, but it's Michael Moore, Bill O'Reilly, and Glenn Beck?
Oh. And just... Dude, Bill O'Reilly would definitely win.
Really?
You think?
He's like 70 years old.
Well, he's like 6'5", dude. He's got those long legs. Michael Moore's a fat piece of shit. So is Glenn. Bill O'Reilly's a piece of shit, too, but he's tall and lanky. I think he wins.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Okay, so now that I've brought us into the political sector. I originally thought what would be funny would be a Super Bowl of arm wrestling, but it would be Donald Trump versus Rosie O'Donnell. Go. Who would win? Who would win? Tell me who would win and why. I need a reason.
Trump would obviously win.
Are you saying that because he's a man?
No, I'm saying that because he says he's in great shape, impeccable physical condition. And Jake, look at Rosie O'Donnell.
Did you hear about his... Jake, have you heard about Trump's diet?
It's all true. Believe me.
Did you, Jake, hear
have
about...
I heard of his what?
His diet. It came out like... It's been out, I guess, no, but it got
did
some...
Did he tweet it or what?
Somebody released some more information on it. Taylor, tell him about his diet. I made you read about it.
Yeah, so the New York Times posted this article. Barack Obama was like a health freak. And then George W. Bush was like a fitness freak. Like, he'd bike all the time. He was in great shape. They said Trump is going to be the nation's fast food president because he loves fast food. Like, so, like, he hates vegetables. He loves, like, KFC and McDonald's. He got quoted saying, like, I love Big Macs. Big Macs are great stuff. Like, he's just like.
Apparently, he doesn't eat any vegetables and only fast food. Okay? So, put that into your scouting report here.
You're
flabby.
You're in the night if you think that Rosie eats anything healthy, too.
Okay, but here's my thought. Rosie can put on mass quickly, okay?
And if so she... are they going to get like 6 months preparation just like every other big event we're going to throw?
Yes, I say 4 to 6 months prep. This will be a nationally televised event. Winner takes over the White House, so Trump would be defending his White House. Rosie would be able to take over the White House. Loser has to move to Mexico. So Trump's got a lot of incentive to survive this fight. I think Rosie could do it. I think she put her mind to it. She's got a lot of motivation.
But she's a fat tub of lard.
But so is Trump.
He's not a tub of lard. At least he doesn't. He's one of those people that's skinny but still unhealthy. Like,
I feel like Rosie could go to her doctor and get some like steroids to help fight her weight loss, and she could roid up for this thing.
Have you ever seen Rosie not fat?
I don't know the last time I've seen Rosie, but I just know they have a huge feud, so I just think it'd be hilarious.
I'm going to look up...
Jake, who's winning?
I'm going to look
is
up
Trump
a young
or Don, or
Rosie,
Rosie
O'Donnell right now. I'm going to look up a picture.
Please.
You know, I think it's a good matchup. I think it's a great pick for a Super Bowl, right? I mean, it's definitely a better pick than picking the Niners for a Super Bowl.
Ouch. But, ouch. Come on.
I still think Donald Trump will win, but I think it would be close. He's 6'3", she's 5'7". He is a male, she's female. And with all of that on the line, I do think they would both be very competitive, but I think he would intimidate her enough to beat her.
Okay.
All right, just good for the reasoning. Record, she's always been fat. Even young Rosie. She's always had a little bit of bulk.
All right.
But I like this female versus male idea.
Yeah.
And I don't want to come off like I'm sexist, so I'm going to pick one that I actually think the female would win.
Okay.
State that
still sounds sexist.
You're in a safe space, Jake. Just say whatever you want. You know, you're good.
Let's go with Ronda Rousey in an MMA fight against Mr. Money Mayweather.
Oh. You really think she could win?
In an MMA ring, I think she could pull it off.
She gets knocked out every fight she's in now. Really? Within a minute.
I'm just watching her get boxed out by that last chick she fought in like 20 seconds.
I agree.
Like, it would happen all over again.
She's going to have a knockout compilation pretty soon.
Well, yes, I agree with that. But look, we got to put it this way. Pretty Boy Mayweather is not going to jump into the ring with a female who's been winning, right? He's
going
to pick someone who's been losing if he's going to make it happen. So we got to pick someone who could maybe actually make it happen.
But, dude, he's had so much practice punching chicks in the face. It's going to just be second nature. It's going to be so quick. She's going to just open her mouth and he's just boom on the table, dude. She's done.
Yeah, but if she could just grapple and get him to the ground, you know, take the boxing out of it,
yeah.
I think she could maybe choke him out, dude.
I think he's too fast for her, man.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably right.
He's
you're
slippery,
right
dude.
On that factor.
And he's a great defensive player.
She's kinda,
like, that's really why he wins.
And
she's
so a brawler.
Good at his defense.
She takes too many risks. He'd make her pay.
All right. Well, can we pick one where a female. Oh.
Okay, for real, though? For real, though?
If
Serena Williams had to arm wrestle Trump, she would crush him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jake's hesitating. Yeah, I don't know, man. Let me... She hits a tennis ball like 100 miles an hour.
Have you seen her? She's jacked, too. Like,
yes, I've seen Serena Williams.
Her and LeBron need to make a child just because. Just because. We need to see what's possible. Because they're both perfect specimens.
Just donate it to the human race.
Yes.
I can agree with that one right there. That would be a good Super Bowl. I'm not sure we could watch that one happen, but...
America might break in half. I didn't want to bring race or anything. Just lose, she's an athlete. Oh, man. Dang.
I still think she'd lose to Donald Trump. But
All right. Well, Jake, your Jeopardy matchup is by far the best Super Bowl.
Oh, let's hear this. This is great.
Okay. So I was thinking, so my beef with politics is very similar with everyone else in America, right? Is every politician is simply telling us what we want to hear, right?
Yes.
So specifically, we're not hearing the actual truth. So I thought it would be a great idea if Trump hosts a Jeopardy showdown where Bill Clinton shows up as one contestant and Hillary Clinton shows up as the other contestant.
Okay.
And the categories are experiences, moments, aspects basically of their lives. Okay. But the kicker would be the loser has to build the wall between Mexico and America themselves with their hands.
Oh, my goodness.
And when it's done, when it's built, they are on the Mexican side of the border.
Ouch. Oh,
one of the Jeopardy categories has to be, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Exactly.
Just sexual relations would just be like five of the categories, right?
Did you sleep with Bill? Did you sleep with so-and-so? No.
Bill on the weekend, Bill in Mexico, Bill on an airplane, and just all his different sex categories, and them just doing Jeopardy would be the most watched event in human history, by far. No question.
And then with Trump hosting it, could you imagine how fun that would be?
It would be, you know, I was going through Trump's Twitter feed this week, and you get some information, but it's mostly entertainment at this point. And I just was right. Like, how have we got here that the president of the United States is saying this stuff? Like, in any spectrum, like, not getting political, whether you like what he's doing or not, it's just crazy we're here. So, you know what, Jake? Maybe in 4 years, this could happen. Who knows?
No, I think somehow we need to get Trump either to get on this podcast or at least listen to this specific podcast so he can, because I think he would actually make that happen, don't you?
I'll tweet at him.
He would actually,
we'll tweet
him. Guys,
we'll get him going.
Let's do it.
Okay, that's a
good one. How many of Trump's tweets do you think he puts out on the toilet?
Oh.
What percentage?
Well, with his diet, I'm starting to think more than I thought before. So probably like 40%. 30%. 30%. Hard 30.
Pretty low, dude. I bet you... He basically tweets out what everyone else, like weird thoughts they have on the toilet. Like,
yeah.
That just kind of are fleeting. He just writes them down and puts them out for the world.
And I love how passive aggressive he is. He's like, people want to protest at UC Berkeley this week and attack people utilizing their First Amendment right. No federal funding? ?
And he can actually do something
about it. It's the most passive-aggressive thing I've ever heard. Just like, well, I'm going to pull the plug. It's like, oh my gosh. So maybe. Who knows? Who knows what's happening?
Yeah.
All right. So if we had to move into a more, let's say, fun realm.
Yeah.
Let's think about celebrity feuding. Specifically, music feuds. And I'm talking about Katy Perry versus Taylor Swift.
Rihanna versus Nicki Minaj.
And I'm talking about a Snapchat selfie rant. Katy Perry versus Taylor Swift. Who's going to win? Who's going to dish more and zing the other one better? Welcome back. We're talking about Katy Perry, Taylor Swift.
Who? What's their Super Bowl?
That's their Super Bowl is a Snapchat selfie rant. So they can release multiple 10-second videos of them ranting about the other one. Who's going to win?
Well, I personally think Katy Perry's hotter and more talented, so I'm going to say Katy Perry wins, personally.
Okay, I agree with that assessment 100%. She's definitely the hotter, more talented one, in my opinion. But is she going to provide a good enough rant against Taylor Swift to be persuasive?
Well, I think Taylor Swift, she plays dirty, right? So, like,
yep,
she'll throw out any card she has. She'll take any road. She has no dignity. She will do whatever it takes to win the sympathy. So, on that note, she'd probably win just because, I mean, think about, like, how much love she's got after Kanye West, you know, like, interrupted her awards thing, and how she was just like, oh, poor me, and then she writes songs about it. I think that she'd probably win because of that. Just people feel bad for her.
If I have to be honest, like, I think you're 100% correct, because if certain people attack Taylor Swift, she has, like, a million fans that would rip your head off in a second for her. Yeah. People aren't worried about Trump turning everybody into Nazis and doing horrible things for him. It's like, no way. Taylor Swift, if she's at a concert, she's like, kick that person out! Throw him over the wall! They would grab that person and throw that person over the wall, literally. Not figuratively. Literally, they would do that.
Yeah.
Because it's Taylor Swift.
Trump is on a much shorter leash with the American people.
Definitely.
People wouldn't... But she... Like you said, Taylor Swift fans are way more devoted than Katy Perry fans, I think.
Right. It would be an interesting real fight we could have between people. So, quickly, Super Bowl of temper tantrums. You've got Odell Beckham on the sideline freaking out after dropping the pass, or you got Richard Sherman who got beat for a long ball. Who's going to throw a better sideline tantrum?
Beckham. Beckham for sure. Sherman is much more intelligent than Odell Beckham. I'm just going to say it. He keeps his cool. He's smart. He's a bright guy. I know you hate him. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah. Yeah, in his own way. Sure.
Richard Sherman would never... He wouldn't tackle a defender if he was a wide receiver, like Odell Beckham tried to do.
That's true. That's true. Good point.
And so, and we've already seen it. Richard Sherman, like, he gets upset, and it's funny, but, like, he wouldn't throw a tantrum like Beckham. Beckham's a baby.
That's true. Beckham could lose his mind at any second and just be gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to agree completely with Taylor. I think you hit it spot on right there.
Okay. All right, Jake, new Super Bowl. Super Bowl of shittiest places to go to lunch. Subway or Burger King?
I would say Subway, man. That place is trash.
Hey,
and that's saying something because Burger King is trash.
10 nuggets for $1.49, though. That's pretty good.
Oh.
Exactly. At least I can only spend $1.49 for trash, whereas at Subway, I'm spending like $8 for trash.
Remember when they used to have the deal? It's like, oh, it's $7 for a foot long. Oh, it's the big deal. And then they're like, no, guys, guess what? It's even cheaper now. It's $5. $5 for a foot long. Please come in. And now it's like $3, guys. Just please, anybody
please,
come in here.
Please, just buy our crap. Please.
The bread is fresh. I promise you. Yeah, I would.
Well, and that's another thing that I find funny about Subway is the bread. It's like, should I get wheat and act like I'm healthy when I know it's the same trash bread as if I get the herbs and cheese? So it's like, it's not any better to get that wheat. Why they have multiple breads is beyond me. Probably because Americans are that dumb to believe that one's better than the other.
I think we're there. Subway is garbage. I haven't eaten at Subway in like 6 years.
I can't eat there. However, I will say, and maybe I bring this up because Taylor is a food critic, or at least, you know, poses as such.
Oh, yeah.
Normally, I go out to eat at a place that people have told me, you know, is great, has great reviews, and I'm a little disappointed. However, yesterday I went to a place that was claiming the best burger in Utah, and I have to say, it held up to par. It was pretty good. Can you guys guess where I went?
I'm going to guess.
Being from outside of Utah, you might not get it, but anyway.
I was going to guess, is it the burger joint? Like the burger bar? Where is that?
What's your guess, Taylor?
I'd probably say burger bar. I don't know.
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
Oh, in Salt Lake?
Yeah, in Salt Lake, man. It was good. I was shocked. I had been told it was the best burger in Utah. Normally, that means my expectations are too high. Right? Yeah. But it held. It was good. Good stuff.
How much you pay for it?
Luckily, my mom took me out, but I think it was like winning. $11 per burger or something okay. like that.
So it didn't break the bank. All right.
Well,
lucky 13
just so you
people.
Guys know, Subway has this is the second largest franchise in the world, just so you guys know.
Outrageous.
Behind McDonald's.
It's cheap, though, because you think about it, it's like the food they're selling you is obviously garbage. It's the stuff thrown away that they pick up and then sell it to you.
Well, think about how many Walmarts have a Subway in other stores. Yeah. Like those.
Well, and same with that, all Walmarts have McDonald's, too, nowadays, so it's like they both just hop on with Wally World.
That's right.
And the thing is, like, with Subway especially, is like, you don't need nearly as much stuff to run it. Like, you got a couple microwaves, a couple ovens.
True.
And then it's just a bar filled with frozen, like, ice underneath it. So.
True.
Trash.
True. In comparison to, like, Denny's, you know, that is also pretty well known, right? That's obviously a lot more difficult. And Chick-fil-A is probably the same. Things.
Chicken Filet.
Sort.
Chipotle. You can't eat at a Chipotle just anywhere, right? You got to. Just kidding. All right. All right, I got two more for you, and then we'll hop off, all right? Super Bowl of movies, all right? Mind-numbingly stupid, yet entertaining. So which one is mind-numbingly stupid, but more entertaining than the other? Fast and Furious, or any movie with Jason Statham in it?
Fast and Furious.
Is worse? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, which would be more entertaining, but you know is just the stupidest crap. Like, just the worst.
Oh... I don't know, because Jason Statham was in Fast and the Furious, and I would have to say that movie in itself, with both of them combined, is just beyond ridiculously stupid.
Well, it's funny, dude. Before you even said the movies, when you said the genre, I was like, the winner's Fast and Furious, no matter what you say. So it's funny you actually said
I was going
to
throw
Fast
in Transformers. Transformers was my other one, but I thought...
Yeah, I could put Transformers up there with Fast and Furious for sure. Isn't it shocking that they're still coming out with a new one?
Every year, man.
It's not shocking.
Feels like it.
It's sad, but it's not shocking.
Well, welcome to America, right? I guess.
That's right.
Do you know the last one I saw? It was Too Fast, Too Furious.
And then you were like, yep, I'm done.
You should go see Fast 5, bro. It's in Brazil.
I know. I've been told that. I've been told many things about the franchise, and I just can't.
And as if that makes it worth watching, you know?
When I watch the trailer and The Rock breaks out of a cast sleeve up his whole arm, just breaks out of it by flexing, I'm like, I'm out. You know, dropping cars from airplanes with parachutes and then landing on a freeway to chase somebody
dude,
is one
in
thing.
In the sixth one, Vin Diesel breaks the top level of a parking garage by stomping on the ground. The concrete breaks, dude, and it cracks.
I can't.
It's awesome.
I can't. It has to be. I know they kind of make fun of themselves with how over the top they are, but I can't do it. It's just too much. It hurts my soul whenever I even see any of
they're
them.
They're fun, though, dude. Like, all you right. get what you.
They're fun to make fun of, as well as when some people take them so seriously, it's fun to watch them. Be that way.
That's totally realistic, bro. That totally can happen.
But there's a genre of, like, there's a segment of people that view those movies as like the coolest movies, like the best movies, not in an ironic way, but just like they're that good. And I don't want to sound superior.
No, literally, I went on a date with a girl the other day. Her friends were literally watching the trailer and like making plans for when Fast 8 came out. I was like, shocked. I was literally baffled. I thought they were joking, so at first I was joking with them, and then I realized they weren't joking when they opened up their blankets and it said Too Fast, Too Furious on their blankets.
No.
They
no.
had bought blankets.
Oh my
blankets.
Gosh.
They had spent money. US money to buy blankets.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Can't play with them. Oh my gosh. All right, well... All right, that's my last one. Sorry, last Super Bowl of movies, funny cop bud dude battle movie, starring either Will Ferrell or Kevin Hart. Who you picking?
Will Ferrell.
Why can't they be partners?
No, because they're like the marquee guy.
Okay.
Because Kevin Hart's like in every movie now, so it's like Kevin Hart with The Rock or Kevin Hart with whoever, and it's always Will Ferrell with somebody else, well, and they like do their shit.
I've seen Central Intelligence, and I've seen The Other Guys, and The Other Guys is better.
Is it? I haven't seen Central Intelligence. Is it better top to bottom, or is the funny parts in Other Guys funnier than the funniest part in Central Intelligence?
I think it's just overall better. Central Intelligence was pretty funny, but Other Guys was... It's hard to top that. There's just some great... It makes fun of the cop bud movie genre pretty well. The Other Guys does.
If you had to risk your life, you had to wager your life on somebody making you laugh, are you going to put your money down on Will Ferrell or Kevin Hart?
I'd put it down on Will Ferrell, but I'd prefer to put it down on Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, your guy?
I think he's more funny. I think Will Ferrell has to stretch a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I think Jonah Hill is just kind of a funny character in himself. Like, I think he's one of those dudes that I could just be hanging out with him, uh-huh, like on a regular day, and he would just be making me laugh because of the stupid stuff he does, because of who he is. But Will Ferrell, I think he has to like stretch to be funny a little bit.
This for me personally, if I had to narrow it down for people that make me laugh, it'd be between probably Paul Rudd or Owen Wilson. I love both those guys.
I like Owen Wilson too. Yeah.
And Paul Rudd is so funny, I think. Just like, because he can be so awkward or just goofy, you know?
Yep.
Tay, what about you?
Say that again. Sorry, I cut out for a sec.
Comedians. Who's your guy? You got to pick two of them.
Oh, man. Well, what about stand-up guys? Like,
just go. Let's do movies right now.
Gosh, some idiot keeps calling me. Okay. it's pissing me off.
He wants to hang out, dude.
I keep hanging up. Frick.
Screw it, dude.
Okay, so I don't know. Will Ferrell's pretty good. I don't know.
I said Paul Rudd and Owen Wilson.
Okay.
Hey, on the topic of Paul Rudd, have you seen what was that movie called? He was just in the Fundamentals of Caring.
No, is it good?
I think you might like it if you like him as a person. There were some pretty funny parts in there. They kind of add Katy Perry into it. I thought it was pretty funny when they added them in. I won't spoil it because I don't want to be that person. But you might like it. You might like it.
Two of my favorite things. I'm in.
Ben Stiller. Me. Okay, answer your question.
Ooh,
Zoolander's
pretty
funny.
I like
Ben
Stiller. Yeah,
the original, not the second.
All right. Well, you guys, we've proposed some pretty good Super Bowls. I think the first ones were the best ones, though. So, Jake, thanks for bringing the money, dude. You've proven your worth.
Yeah, let's tweet Trump at the end of this and tell him to get Hillary and Bill in line for Jeopardy. Let's do
Boom.
It.
He's got to find them first.
We'll count the facts.
Yeah, for real. All
right, quick predictions. Let's get the number. What's the score going to be tonight, Jake?
Oh, 28-35.
Who?
Falcons?
Yeah, I have to say Falcons, man. I have to.
28-35. All right, Taylor?
34-31, New England.
Nice. I'm going to go 31-28, New England. Most interesting thing that's going to happen tonight. Prediction. Outside the football game.
Tom Brady breaks his femur.
That would be in the football game.
Okay, sorry. That's just
Or does that happen outside the football game? Does Goodell push him
off
the
stage
and he
breaks his
femur? Lady Gaga
strips her top at the halftime show.
Ah, that was mine. I was going to see two Gaga titties tonight.
I hope so. It'd actually make the Super Bowl worth
two
watching.
Two Gaga tatas. That would be the line of the night, right?
Yeah. Or the return of Left Shark.
Oh, maybe. Jake, what about you?
Well, since you guys took the best ones, maybe let's go with another power outage happening.
Oh, yeah. Do you think it's more likely that Tom Brady is respectful to Goodell on the platform or not respectful to him? Or any?
I think he'll be respectful.
He'll be classy.
I think he will.
If he wins. Yeah.
Because he knows he got caught. He knows he cheats. He knows it. But it doesn't matter. They're still letting him win the Super Bowl if that's the case. So I think he'll be cool with it.
So kids, if you're listening to this, cheaters do end up on top. Just so you guys know.
Boom.
Literally. That's the moral to American history.
If you're going to get caught, break your cell phone. Destroy that thing.
Yeah.
Get rid of it, okay? Doesn't matter how much trouble you get in later. It's going to be less trouble than you would have gotten if they got the phone.
Don't even
okay?
hesitate.
Remember that.
Just break it.
You can handle a 4-game suspension. Just get rid of it, all right? Jake, thanks for coming on, man. It was fun
having
you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
Have a great Super Bowl. We'll be talking to you soon. We'll get into some NBA stuff in the future.
I like it. I like it. Let's do it.
Thanks, Tay. Have a good Super Bowl.
Yep.
Try not jerking off too much to Tom Brady, all right?
I'll try. He's just such a beautiful man.
He is. All right. Well, you guys have a great Super Bowl. We'll talk to y'all later. We'll see
you. Laters. Ya.